Got this word, and of course, we've been working Game Changers, so we're wanting to take the negative out of our lives and put the positive things in our lives. Is that good? So take negativity out of your life, and then you put a positive thing in your life. And this is the word I heard, was disrespect. So I thought, well, okay, Lord, what? How do I do that? And of course, you know, the disrespect is respect. And so I'm not looking for the negative in a disrespect. I'm looking for God's given us power to have respect for Him and respect for each other and respect for our family, respect for our sons and daughters, respect for our wives and husbands. I mean, we should just be the ones filled with respect. And so I started thinking about it. This I just looked this up, and it was a person, no matter how small, respect for ourselves guides our morals. Respect for others guides our manners. I speak to everyone in the same way, whether he is the garbage man or the president of the university. Respect yourself, and others will respect you. And so there's a place of respect that if we don't have respect for ourselves, maybe you'd be looking in a negative way, well, why should that person respect me? All right? And isn't that the way the world is going, kind of like with respect? I mean, whether it be the president of the United States, whether it be senators, congressmen, whether it be government officials, whether it be sons and daughters, it seems like this thing called respect has a great challenge against it. And we're the people that should challenge that we would have great respect. And I remember before Christ, because there's got to be a place where it starts, but before Christ, I could truly say that I did not respect myself. And in not respecting myself, I didn't respect others that I should be respecting, whether it be my wife, whether it be my children, whether it be my dad, mom, whatever. You kind of lost that loving feeling. And it was something about it that there was an enemy of your soul that was just taking your respect and turning it into disrespect. And on April 15th, of 1978, I went headlong into an oak tree because I disrespected myself and about met my maker. Busted every bone in my face, paralyzed from the neck down because of no respect. And so, and like I said, you can't get hit hard enough to bring you to understanding that you should get some respect for yourself and respect for others. My brother-in-law was in the van. He jumped in the back of the van. He messed up his back. But it was about a respect issue. I didn't respect myself. And so two or three years later, I went to this evangelistic meeting, and it's interesting how God, when He comes in, He starts right on respect issues and about you coming to be a respectful person. You know, after being with Christ, being born again, asking Christ into my life, respect began to be built in me. I used to be a curse for year after year, but in 2-3 months, God, because He moved in and began to do a work in my life, there was respect coming in my life. I began to respect myself through God. You see, I really believe that we can do nothing without God. And we can put a show on it, we can be religious, we can be all those things, but without respect for ourselves through God, we're pretty much lost. You know, that's why Jesus died for us. You know, the respect that God showed us through the finished work of Jesus dying on a cross because He respected His Father's will so much. You know, and so I love that respect issue. And we've talked about honor and respect, but I think we have to take a look at it. If we respect God, if we would begin to start moving in that direction, he'll always bring you to a place of you having honor and you being honored. And you know, one of the scriptures in Matthew 17 or 7:12, it says, "All things, therefore, whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, even so do you also unto them. For this is the law and the prophets." You know, when I started showing godliness, when I started showing characters of God, people began to, actually about 6 months later, I began to pray for people. I mean, just think about 6 months, you were this mess, and in 6 months' time, God began to change us and rearrange us. And we were challenged here today, and Danny, if anyone, Jack, could you pass out? If you're wanting one of these, this is pretty good. This is what we're challenged for the next year with, and we're kind of going through this. We asked ourselves, could we be a coach? And I'd have to ask myself, and I could say, yes, we could be a coach. And you know, this whole thing starts somewhere. You remember being, I mean, the term Jesus said, you must be born again. Okay, I'm going right back. And even one step farther, John the Baptist said, and he preached repentance. In other words, turn and go another way. Okay? And so we've been challenging ourselves, of course, for years' time, that we would find individuals and bring them to Christ. Bring them to an experience in the Lord. Talk to them about Jesus. How many people had that chance this last week? I worked with a few of the guys, and we were working on them. You know, they'd open something out. They called Tom religious, and I was thinking, okay, how can we turn this thing? This shouldn't be too hard. And I said, no, Tom isn't religious. I said, he just loves Jesus. And so that opened up the subject. We knew this guy for quite a few years. It was Jason, actually, from Custom Marketing. And so we got into a wild subject with him, and all of a sudden, he stopped, and he said this. He said, I remember your wife, and this was many years ago. I think it was 2001 or something. I remember your wife saying, this is the best year ever for you. Or something. Was that kind of the statement? Okay. So it was a moment in time that someone had said something to him, and it happened to me be my wife, at a secular meeting that we were having, as far as it was for grain bins and concrete work. But when she said that, he brought it back to that. And so it was the start of something, and then we were just building on it, and we asked him where he was all about, and he was very witty. You know, when you run into people, they can be very witty about things. It was very hard to pin him down. Well, we didn't get him pinned down that he was going to accept Jesus or something like that, but we did have an opportunity because someone had said, and it brought him to a moment of time. It only takes a moment. Amen. It only took a moment. I went to a Lowell Lundstrom meeting on Super Bowl Sunday. It only took a moment, and I gave my life to Jesus and changed my life forever. And then it started changing everyone else around me because I began to respect Jesus. It's not about a disrespect. Apparently, I was disrespecting God and his son and his whole plan of redemption because I was 26 years old. I was filled with disrespect. But when I received Jesus in my life, things just began to change. Hallelujah. And so I think respect is very, very important from the beginning of your life, allowing Jesus to come in and show who he is, to show off to you. I think God wants to show off to us. Like last night, I was at the fireworks a week ago, but last night was fireworks. I mean, I don't think I've seen a fireworks like that. I mean, it was lightning and the bombs. It was like bombs going off. I'm going, wow, That is a display of power. You know, I was out at the casino. We drove out there, and Jake and myself were looking at it. And they were pretty cool, you know, little lights going up. But last night, man, whew, that was a fireworks show. And so God wants to show off. God wants to show us that he's all-powerful, almighty, and he can change anything. He can change every situation. You know, I get frustrated. How about yourself? Have you ever been frustrated? About every day I'm frustrated about something, and I'm trying to work it through in my own mind, and finally I just said, and I just start saying, I'm going to pray. And you know, when I pray, I leave it there, and it's interesting how God will do something about that situation. You know, it tells us to pray for our enemies. Well, can enemies frustrate you? Somebody that really irritates you, can it frustrate you? Well, the best thing to do is go and pray. Turn it over to God, because God's big enough to deal with that person and your frustration, and you begin to pray and things begin to change. Amen? Because we respect the source that we came from. Honor your father. Honor your mother. Honor the days that God has given you, and you'll be blessed all the days of your life, it tells us. We just honor. We give honor. We give respect to God, our Lord, our Savior. Wow. And things begin to change. And I've been noticing something that sometimes I'm going, well, I don't hear from God, but God's always talking to me. I was walking and I said, hey, Tom, God said something. It was one word. And I tried to figure out what it all meant. But God talks to us. And it might be one word, because we're not sharp enough to take more than one word of God or two words. But he starts speaking to us. And in speaking, when we began to start hearing his voice, he begins to pour out his respect upon us. Because that one word can change your life forever. So I think this word respect is very, very strong. And he said, all things therefore, whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, even so do you also unto them. For this is the law and the prophets. You think about what God wants to do unto men. You know, of course, Old Testament, you get a little nervous because there was a lot of wild stuff going on. What about this thought? If you think about respect, what's one of the things that you'd say with the word respect in it that you've heard? Just shout it out. Sentence with one example would be, they don't respect me. Yeah. Okay, that'd be one. So any yet you heard something about the word respect? What's that? I cannot get no respect. All right. How about someone else? Yeah. What's that? Respect your elders. Where did you get that from? The Bible. Yeah. Good idea. You know, I mean, that's wisdom. Anyone else? I was thinking, have respect for yourself. You know, talking to your daughter or your son, have respect for yourself. Anyone else? Because I'm going to ask you to come up, and if you know of anyone here in this room, I'm just going to ask several that would come up and just tell them how you respect them, all right? I could go around the room. I could do that very easily. Okay, so children, respect your parents. The Bible talks about that. Or your elders. Have some respect. All right. Well, the word respect, you know, you'd say, well, is it in the Bible? The Bible, or the book of Proverbs, talks about respect a great deal, and how God deals with it through a family. So Proverbs talking about respect in the family. And so when we enter into the family of God, when we are part of the family, wherever you live, wherever you're at, if you are a born-again believer, a believer that wants to move in the things of God, then you've entered into family unit. Amen? So if we're in family, what is some things that you say about, let's say your kids, If they're getting out of line, what would you say to them? If two brothers are fighting, what are you going to say? Stop it. Respect your brother. You know. Respect. Respect is great. And when you teach respect, whether it be the parents, whether it be God, you know, the Ten Commandments were very much just respect. Respect God. Don't go running around after other gods. You know, respect your elders. Respect your mom and dad. Respect the Sabbath day. Respect your neighbors and all the. It was all about respect. And it was God's perspective on respect. It's not our perspective. It's not our thoughts. His thoughts are much further than our thoughts. But when you start getting his thoughts in the Word, you're going, wow. Huh. I was thinking about the prophetic word. Somebody had said this, well, I'd just like to know what God wants me to do. I just like, if we could find out what God wants us to do, we would really be, you know, it would be a good deal. And so if I was walking around asking God, God, what do you want me to do? Lord, what do you want me to do? If I could find out what you want me to do, I know I would be successful. And I was up here on the stage in front of these speakers. Hopefully I don't get it. Okay, here's a little note I've seen. Am I good yet? Okay, I am going to release divine strategy, okay? Do not hesitate, do not procrastinate, but be persistent. Declare, decree, and proclaim. Do not remain silent. Let your praise go forth, and I will set an ambush for the enemy. Let the worship go forth, and I will send the wind. For there is going or coming a wind of worship out of this place. Wow. Ooh. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to worship God. There's a wind coming out of this place. Did you feel the wind of the Holy Spirit this morning on that praise and worship? Come. That fire was burning. And I mean, I think I could have just stayed there all day. Come. God, get the fire on the inside of me. Change me, Lord. Do whatever. You'd say, well, are you perfect? No, I'm not perfect, but I'm being perfected. God wants to perfect me. God wants to do things in my life that would blow my mind. And why I'm not perfect is I'm not maintaining my relationship with the one that brings respect. And I went for 26 years knowing that God of the world. But when I got a hold of God for that short time, he began to change things. And you think that he isn't changing things still? He's changing us from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from love to love, from respect to respect. He's changing us because we're getting a hold of something in the realm of the Holy Spirit, something that we ask God. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. And he will give us what we need in this hour and in this time. And all these prophetic words, Pastor Tom, Teacher Apostle Tom, or Tom of Teacher and Apostle, okay. We're using our schooling, you know. When you go to school, you gotta do the deal right. But he had this revelation, if we would get a hold of the prophetic things that God spoke to us, that was one of them. I didn't know what it was gonna say over there. I've read it before, but I forget a little bit here and there. But when I read it again, there's something that leaps on the inside of me that is who I really am. And that's why I'm at this place. And that's why this is what God's saying at this place. And I want to be part of that place. Because if I can get in that place, it'll change me forever. And so it's not even about us. It's not about our work performance. It's not about what we can do or what we do. It's just about what can God do on the inside of me? What can God stir that will bring me and change me from glory to glory? Because I, you know what? My frustration isn't God's problem. It's my problem. If I run around frustrated, if I run around with a bad attitude, if, you know, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's a bad attitude. If I'm running around with that, you know what? It doesn't bring honor to God. It doesn't bring respect to Him. And it doesn't bring respect to me because I'm not lining up with who He is and what He wants to do. Amen? So I'm excited, you know, and I was just thinking about in Proverbs, it's mentioned, respect's mentioned 32 times. In the Bible, throughout the Bible, it says that honor is mentioned 174 times. Think that God's got something trying to bring it across to us? And reverence 17 times. So God's really saying, hey, you know what? This stuff really works. And you know, when we do this, what happens? We don't have to work so hard. Right? Okay, so now we've had our little sermon. Now we're going to practice. Danny, would you come up and be the breaker here? You don't know quite what you're going to do yet, but I'm going to come on over here and we'll take. Okay, could you, Danny, just say to someone here something respectful? Anyone, right here. Yeah, all right. But pick the person out. I don't want to generalize.
Jim, I appreciate you as a man of God because the one thing that I've always seen about you is you always go to the Word. And you'll... Saturday after Saturday, Jim is the one that keeps us on the straight and narrow, and he's the one that brings the Word and says, this is what you need to do.
He does. All right. Thank you. See? Hallelujah. Let's see. Jacob, why don't you come on up here? For those that don't know Jacob, this is my youngest son. Come on, buddy. You got something to say about someone here that you could give them a respectful thing to go ahead and share? Who do you want to say? Let's see. Should I pick one out? How about Darla? That's easy. She's famous all over the world. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. you are so agreed, and you know, yeah. Oh yeah, and agreed roles too. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Jacob.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so something's going on. All right, Tom, could you come and do something?
All right. Well, I could say Jake, and then that would be... I was going to say Isaac. You know, Isaac's my neighbor, and when he comes over, and we could just get into it, and we can talk, and then if Sarah is there too, she just stands there and listens to us talk so much. But Isaac, you know what, man? Your fellowship, and you're bringing things down to the earth, man. Every time I talk to you, I just feel like I'm myself, and I value that because I know there's someone around that I can trust and just speak to, and it's like we have a koinonia, so appreciate you, bud. It's really good.
Wow. I like that. Mary, you want to come up? That shouldn't be too difficult here.
Oh, let me see. I wanted to speak to Jacob because I just think he's an amazing man of God, and his prophetic voice, I think we need to hear more of Jacob. And in the realms of worship, I think you've maintained an amazing stability to our worship team. And even as the prophetic word said that worship and praise would leave this place and there would be a wind of that, I believe that you're a big part of that, Jacob.
All right. Larry Casavan, would you come on up? Larry, I've known him for many years, or I'll come back there, buddy. This is a stretch sometimes. Go ahead and give him somebody respect that you respect, buddy.
Yeah, you just have to speak into that thing. He won't bite you.
Oh, I should leave it alone.
Okay. All right. You're going to leave it alone?
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that. I was going to say it to Larry. I'll use my one. I really appreciate Larry because for years, and you know, he's hit his ups and downs, but you know, on Saturday morning, he'll come out and he'll pray. And sometimes he kind of got lost on his way and probably missed him for a year or two. And then I had to make the call. I made the call, and next week he came because somebody cared enough to respect him enough. And he came, and he's been with us probably 3-4 years pretty constant. And now he's coming out to church. I appreciate that. Bless you, buddy. All right, Jeff, come on up here, Mr. Prophet Man. Maybe you can prophesy about respect or something.
Okay, thanks. I was just thinking about, I was actually thinking about Isaac first, but then Tom took him, so. But then I was thinking about Bethany.
Come on.
And I was just thinking about what an amazing mother you are. And just with all the things that you've gone through, you know, just your constant joy, your constant choice to choose joy and love and laughter. And you're really just, you're always willing to serve and be in the worship team and just constantly give of yourself. And I just really appreciate that about you. Because you could get caught up in grief and you could get caught up in all these lies from the enemy, but you didn't. You chose joy, you chose hope, and your life is blessed. And because it's blessing us. It's change. You, when you walk into a room, even when you're working at the bank, you change the atmosphere. I used to love to come in the bank because when you would smile, you just changed the atmosphere, and it was just acceptance. I mean, people just felt accepted and just felt like, you know, just they would relax. They would just totally whatever their defense. I mean, so you just really have an amazing gift, and I'm just so thankful that in the course of these things, you kept that. So,
all right, that's good preaching, buddy. All right, I respect this family here, and I didn't get all their names, but I respect you because you said, "Well, we just found a phone book and looked at it, and you're here." So God bless you. Met Abraham and David. What was his last name again?
Guerrero.
And he's going to be coming to school here in the fall. And one thing I really respected you when you came was your smile and your boldness. There's something about it. I said, you know, you got that. You got a smile that is killer smile or a joy-making smile and just your boldness. That sounds like braces in the whole shot. I hear you. Yeah. Yeah, that's gold in the mouth there. Well, I appreciate everyone here in such a great way. But I think that maybe if we could carry this on just in our hearts, I just feel like there's kind of a new, you know, we've been talking about reset, alignment, getting in a line. And, you know, it's always kind of like, almost like God saying this. And that's cool because when God says it, we should be very, very glad that God talks to us. But I think it's a lot easier if we start talking the stuff that what God's saying. And I was thinking about some people that I'm frustrated with. When I start praying for them, I find out that my forgiveness kicks in, my heart, that I'm not mad at them. I'm just frustrated. And it could be my frustration more than how they're frustrating me. And I'm wanting answers, but I can't get answers because they're frustrating me and I'm frustrating them. And you know, so frustration does not bring answers. And so one thing is that we start praying for each other. We respect each other. First of all, respecting God, respect each other, and it works. So on this middle of the, or the 8th, 9th of
July, it's the 8th, isn't it? Yeah. So on this day, let's just place in our heart that we will respect ourselves because we respect God. And when we start respecting God, we start respecting each other. Amen. And that's kind of what where the law and the prophets, that's where it's all at, is I want to be treated decent. Would you please? And if I don't treat a person decent, that's one of the respect. Respect is earned. You ever heard that? But really, respect is a grace that God has given to us because we know him. Amen? Amen. So you can't even earn that. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, for the goodness of God. We thank you, Lord, for the people that showed up this morning and that their lives would be totally rearranged and changed because you're here. Change our hearts like we were singing this morning. God, put a fire, put a consuming fire in my heart that I wouldn't be drug away from disrespect that is taught so well on our TVs and in newscasting and against presidents, against congressmen, against one another, and it never works. It just creates things that are not good and not coming from heavenly places. So we ask, Lord, that when we walk out of here, that we would watch our tongue and we would begin to declare respect to God so we can respect our fellow man. We release this now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful week, wonderful afternoon. Also, if you're needing prayer, right after the service, you can come up here, and whatever you're needing prayer for, God will meet you here. Amen? And we'll have people here to pray with you, whatever you're needing prayer for. God bless you. May you have a wonderful, wonderful week in Jesus. You're dismissed.